Nearly 1.5 million inmates served time in state and federal prisons last year. That's a 2% climb in 12 months. For the first time, the number of women in prison rose above 100,000, and the prison population is getting older. NPR's Libby Lewis has this report on the latest figures released today by the Bureau of Justice Statistics.
Last year, a little more than 101,000 women were in state and federal prisons. There have never been that many women in prison before. Though men are still far more likely than women to be imprisoned, the number of women in prison grew at a faster rate than that of men.
There's a number of reasons behind that.
Paige Harrison is one of the statisticians at the Bureau of Justice Statistics who wrote the report.
There's some evidence that there are increasingly higher rates of women being arrested for violent crimes, as well as nonviolent crimes such as fraud and drugs.
And she said women prisoners are becoming more like men prisoners in one respect.
Women are increasingly having longer records than in the past. And this is the case with most prisoners. Most prisoners do have prior offenses, prior convictions.
And that makes it more likely they will end up in prison if they're arrested. Ryan King is with the Sentencing Project. That's a research group that advocates alternatives to prison. He says a major reason why more women are in prison stems from strict sentencing laws for drug crimes.
What we see with women in many cases are women who perform peripheral roles in drug enterprises, boyfriends or husbands, family members that are engaged in drug enterprise, and they're sort of scooped up. But very strict sentencing guidelines and mandatory minimums require that those women serve a set amount of time in prison.
Another trend in the numbers is the aging of the prison population. The number of inmates over age 40 has accounted for much of the growth in the prison population since 1995. And for the first time, about one in every 23 inmates is above the age of 55. Many of them are serving long sentences for violent crimes. Ryan King of the Sentencing Project says the aging trend is one that states will have to grapple with. That's because older inmates can cost a lot more to keep in prison because of health care.
The costs, the financial costs to a state, particularly for persons who are elderly and incarcerated and have a higher probability of health problems, are significant. This is an issue that we can simply ignore. We can't build our way out of it.
Underlying all the numbers is the steady climb in the nation's reliance on prison to deal with crime. Prison admissions are up almost across the board, although some Northeast states saw declines in their prison populations. Florida, California, and Texas and the federal prison system are responsible for most of the increase. The U.S. now imprisons 714 of every 100,000 residents. That's more than any other nation in the world. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.